Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, let's see. Yeah, so it was kind of funny because at about 6:40 this morning, just a few minutes ago, I was just about ready. The soundbite, the clip that I was going to play for our listeners was a post on X, a tweet from Navy SEAL veteran and Republican U.S. Senate candidate Tim Sheehy's campaign. And it was about the Tester Biden Love Fest. I was just about to roll that audio, and then I was like, wait a minute. Tim Sheehy's on the phone lines right now. So then we ended up having a great conversation, getting a reaction to last night's meltdown by Joe Biden during the debate from Tim Sheehy, called in just as he's about to head to the High Line. And by the way, you know, it was former Democrat Senate Majority Leader Mike Mansfield who always said, you know, don't forget the High Line. Never forget the High Line. That's where Tim Sheehy is headed right now. But let me play it for you. Here it is. This was via X. Let me see if I can pull up the actual tweet for you. I know I shared it. Pretty sure I shared it. Anyway, let's just roll it for you here. Oh, yeah, there we go. John Tester loves Joe Biden. They are one in the same.
Hey, Big John.
If Joe wants to run, he should run for another 4 years.
I'm endorsing Joe Biden for president. There's a lot of reasons to support Joe. Joe's the right guy for this country. He's the right guy for president. We need Joe Biden as president.
He's absolutely 100% right. He's fine, and he's doing a good job. We need to make sure the southern border is secure, and I think the president's helped do that. Yeah. I will support him in that. Because I think the leadership that he's provided has been pretty good.
By the way, if you're in a foxhole and you want someone with you, you want Tester in that hole with you. Where are you, John? John here?
Yeah, anyway, you got to go watch the video, but it started, as you could hear it in the background there, it started with you know, the State of the Union, the more recent State of the Union address, where there's old Big John, this Washington, D.C. fat cat with the biggest smile on his face ever, as he's shaking hands with Joe Biden, telling Joe Biden what a great job he's doing. Jay in Billings messaged us on the Montana Talks app earlier. Jay says this: immediately after the debate, in 60 seconds, the CNN panel rolled Joe Biden under the bus. Democrat warriors throwing out yesterday's garbage. The carnage was breathtakingly magnificent. The video footage should be a MAGA campaign ad replayed over and over across the nation. Is it time for "What Difference Does It Make Now, Hillary Clinton, Michelle Obama, or Newsom?" Gavin Newsom. I wonder what our friends in Butte think about Gavin Newsom. You know, the pretty boy with the pretty haircut who told people they couldn't even ride bikes on a bike trail because of COVID-19. I mean, give me a break. They'd have thrown that guy out of Uptown Butte faster than, my goodness. And they're nice folks in Uptown Butte, but I think, you know, old pretty boy Newsom would have gotten thrown out on his, yeah, you know what. All right, quick break, and then we've got, I think we've got Troy Downing, who's going to call in with a little bit of reaction to the debate right after this.
I'm Chad Pergram with the Speaker's Lobby. The path to the majority in the House of Representatives snakes along Interstate 5 from Washington, Oregon, and into California. A dozen races there are competitive. Democrats currently control 6 of those districts, and Republicans control the other 6. If Democrats sweep the vulnerable GOP seats while holding their own, they would exceed the 4-seat gain they need for a majority. But the vulnerable Democratic seats give Republicans an opportunity to grow their majority. Look at Washington's 3rd District in the southwest part of the state. It's represented right now by Democratic freshman Marie Glusenkamp Perez. She pulled off an upset last cycle. She's facing a rematch against Republican Joe Kent. In California's 13th district, President Biden beat former President Trump with 54% in 2020, but Republican John Duarte won by 2 points in 2022. And Republican Mike Garcia has won tight races in the past. President Biden carried the district with 55% in 2020. He will face former Virgin Galactic CEO George Whitesides. With the Speaker's Lobby, Chad Pergram, Fox News.
Here's a look at your real weather for Billings and Bozeman. With mainly sunny to partly cloudy skies across the area for today. High temperatures will range from the mid-60s in Bozeman to the mid-70s in the Billings area. Winds on the northwest to west also stay breezy. For tonight, with clear to partly cloudy skies, low temperatures back in the low to mid-40s in most spots. Then for Saturday, with sunshine, highs around 80. This is Weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Bullet points.
What more will happen in federal courts regarding gun law and other rules outside of actual law? There's still a lot of analysis ongoing over the recent ruling by the U.S. Supreme Court in the case of Zaki Rahimi. The court upheld the idea of federal-level orders preventing people who are accused of, but not yet convicted, of domestic violence from possessing firearms. And the Garland v. Cargill ruling states the ATF banning of bump stocks was unconstitutional, leaving room for Congress to do it in the future. Senate Republicans blocked a bill to do just that. But the high court is also sending a different case back to a lower court to be re-ruled upon. In the Geddes v. ATF case, the D.C. Circuit Court ruled in favor of the ATF being allowed to ban bump stocks. Now, due to the Cargill decision, the Supreme Court is vacating it and wants the lower court to reassess. And those are your bullet points. I'm Evan Brown, Fox News.
Serving the great state of Montana, from the peaks of the Beartooths to the banks of the Clark Fork River, Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Man, I run into a Tutty everywhere. Everywhere I go, I run into a member of the Tutty family, and it's so great because there's so many great Tutties in Butte and then elsewhere across Montana. We were doing an event. We were at Shelley's Cafe in Helena. I think I mentioned this from our Butte show yesterday. At Brett's RV and Marine, we were at Shelley's Cafe in Helena, and there's a Tutty sister, and then there's a Tutty cousin. He's the priest in Helena, really nice guy. And then yesterday, I told you we were at Metals in Butte, and we were passing out gift cards to that great spot. We were hanging out in the coach's corner. And I just got a note from my friend Christine Tutty Johnson. We went to college together at the University of Montana, and she says, "Yeah, apparently you met my older sister yesterday." So everywhere we go, we run into another member of the Tutty family, and it's like a highlight of our statewide tours now. And so, but no surprise to run into a Tutty in Uptown Butte, but you know, Helena, Missoula, doesn't matter where you're at. Anyway, thanks so much. Let's see. Oh yeah. Hey, we do have Troy Downing, state auditor and the Eastern Montana Republican congressional candidate. Troy, are you in Wolf Point this morning? You're on the High Line. Don't forget the High Line, right?
Absolutely. I'm actually going to be in your old stomping grounds here in a couple of hours for the American Legion meeting that's happening in Glasgow. So I'll be there this morning, and then I'll be in Billings tonight. So, you know, a lot of miles this week.
Well, tell Mr. Yeoman I said hello. He's just a great guy up there, and just so many great veterans there. Yeah. Well, so did you get a chance to watch the debate? I listened to it, and then I saw some clips on Twitter, and then we listened to the entire thing while driving from Bozeman to Billings last night. And man,
yeah, you know, I did get a chance to watch it, and I was traveling, so I was, you know, watching on my cell phone with people gathering around behind me, but. You know, it's so easy to just be mean about Biden's performance, but it's sad. I mean, you're seeing a man that is just a shell there. And I got to tell you, one of the things that really stood out there is Donald Trump was calm, he was collected, he was in charge of the issues, and very presidential. And Biden just has this complete lack of understanding of numbers. He didn't seem to know the difference between a billion and a trillion, and I mean, that's just one gap amongst many, and his, you know, tenuous relationship with the English language really showed, and just his inability to quickly respond. And so, not to, you know, dig into his just, you know, very obvious, you know, cognitive decline there, just the stuff that stood out to me that he stated that was completely wrong. Like, he made a statement about no military deaths under his watch.
Oh, yeah.
Then, well, what about that? What about Afghanistan?
The 13.
What about that disastrous stain on the American conscience in that conscience and what that meant to all of those who have served, especially, you know, GWAT, OEF, you know, people that have served there, when his administration completely squandered that and cost American lives needlessly there. And he seems to have either no recollection or is, you know, grandstanding on a complete false reality. And I think that, you know, American service members are going to suffer because of that, you know, for quite a long time. I think we've lost, you know, some faith around the world because of seeing things like that, especially, you know, not getting our folks out of there, not getting Americans out of there, not getting our allies out of there, getting Americans killed. And he just glossed over it. I thought that was, you know, despicable.
Well, and it's also a reminder. Remember when the remains of our heroes that were fallen in Afghanistan from that disastrous withdrawal, remember when their remains showed up at Dover, and there was Joe Biden checking his watch in the middle of the ceremony. Oh, it's like, oh, you got somewhere better you got to be. And so it was a reminder of how, you know, he didn't even want to be spending the time to honor the fallen under his watch. He's checking his watch and then totally just forgets them and ignores them last night.
Right, exactly. And then, you know, the other parts that kind of stood out to me is talking about what's happening in Israel, what's happening with Hamas and you know, Iran, and seems to have no recollection that his policies, you know, put, you know, billions of dollars, put so much money into the pockets of Iran to actually, you know, be bold and, you know, strike directly against Israel. He talked about that, but didn't talk about his, you know, fingerprints on actually getting money there to help do that.
Yeah. Well, and that's what, you know, I don't know if you heard Tim Sheehy called in. You know, he's a veteran, you're a veteran, I'm a veteran. We got 100,000 of us here across Montana. But when he called in the 6 o'clock hour of the show, I mean, the point that I was making was like, because I'm with you. It's sad to see Joe Biden's decline. It's just, I mean, what his family and these puppet masters are doing, it's just like, wow. But Joe Biden is not the problem here. It's his policies that are a problem. The people that are running Joe Biden are the problem. And it's people like John Tester. John Tester and the Democrat Party, it's their policies that are a real failure. So they can replace him with whoever they want, and we're still going to have the same failed policies.
Exactly. And that's something that, you know, Montanans with the American people need to really focus on, is how disastrous those policies are. And whether it's a puppet master, whether we're looking at Weekend at Bernie's, or, you know, it's Biden himself, you know, those that are propping him up and pushing forward, those need to be addressed. I mean, we absolutely need to. I'm sorry I missed Tim Sheehy on the radio. We absolutely need to get Sheehy across the finish line. We need to make sure that we gain seats in the House and that we get Donald Trump elected again. He was obviously the only presidential material that was on that stage last night. And we need to have a Congress that supports those policies to take this country back. I mean,
we're
looking at
Donald J. Trump is the answer. Yeah, just like Tim Sheehy's the answer in the Senate race, and Troy Downing is the answer in the Eastern Montana House race, and Ryan Zinke's the answer in the Western Montana House race. Troy Downing, thanks for the call. Great to hear from you.
Apply.
Coming up on Friday's Montana Talks, after a whirlwind tour, a week on the road, we're going to be back in studio. That means we're going to be taking your phone calls. Plus, retired Border Patrol Chief Chris Klemp, he'll be with us in studio. And then later that day, we're going to have some more great events, including a Border Patrol rally featuring Chief Klemp. So Friday's Montana Talks, back in studio, taking your calls and more. Montana Talks, we took you statewide, 9 to 10 a.m. right here. Look forward to chatting with you.
Democracy 2024.
A raspy sounding President Biden saying former President Trump has no sense of American democracy and the morals of an alley cat during the CNN presidential debate.
The only person on this stage is a convicted felon is the man I'm looking at right now.
Calling out the former president's conviction in the New York hush money trial and alleged sexual relationship with Stormy Daniels.
I didn't have sex with a porn star.
Former President Trump calling charges politically motivated and noting Hunter Biden's conviction on federal gun charges. Also adding he feels abortion should be left up to the states.
But I believe in the exceptions for rape, incest, and the life of the mother. I think it's very important.
President Biden stressing he hopes to restore Roe v. Wade, adding,
but we are not for late-term abortion, period, period, period.
President Biden touting job creation and bringing down prescription drug costs. Former President Trump, his border and immigration policies. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
This is where Montana talks ag with Lane Nordland.
A grazing management workshop is scheduled to take place July 10th in Big Timber, focused on riparian grazing management. The July 10th event will feature guest speaker Nate Haygood with NRCS out of Bozeman and tour of a Ranching for Rivers Offstream watering project on the Stenberg Ranch. The event is a collaborative effort between the Rangeland Resources Program and the Montana Association of Conservation Districts. Cost of registration is $25 per person, including the tour presentation and lunch. More information can be found at macdnet.org.
Join the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. NCBA is the oldest and largest national cattle industry organization working to defend your interests in Washington, D.C. And there are big benefits to being a member. You get news you can use in the National Cattlemen, email updates in the NCBA Beef Bulletin, plus big discounts only for NCBA members. Join by calling 866-233-3872 or online at ncba.org.
The Montana Grain Growers has announced the hiring of Kara Berkland as their Director of Policy. The Grain Growers say that Kara will solely focus on policy and regulatory issues that Montana farmers are experiencing. Berkland was born and raised in Great Falls and has a background and experience in the Utah legislature. I'm Lane Nordland.
Taking your calls live, 406-294-0970. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
We got a couple of great callers on the phone lines we're going to jump right to here on this Freedom Friday. Phone lines are open for you. Our friend George Blackard has taken this Freedom Friday off. He deserves a good Friday off. So you get to be the sidekick this morning like so many mornings, 406-294-0970, or you can message us on our Montana Talks app. Before I get to Stephen Valentine, Steve Sandby, some of you might be wondering, okay, what did the Joker think about last night's debate? What did John Jackson, the Joker from Twitter, who joins us every Tuesday on the show, what did he think of last night's debate? Well, he must agree with Orrin McIntyre here. Orrin McIntyre says this was the kill shot in last night's debate. This was the kill shot in last night's debate. It wasn't the clip that I played for you in the 6 o'clock hour where Biden totally melted down and froze up and then ends by saying, that's why we killed Medicare. and then Trump just pounced on him. No, it's this clip that John Jackson was just laughing hysterically about last night. Okay, let me get it ready here. All right, I had another window rolled up. Here we go.
Move until we get the total ban on the total initiative relative to what we can do with more Border Patrol and more asylum officers.
President Trump?
I really don't know what he said at the end of that sentence. I don't think he knows what he said either. Look.
I really don't know what he said. I don't think he knows what he said either. And then look, and then Trump, of course, just boom, just on his toes. Witty as ever, and just totally nails the southern border issue. Stephen Ballantyne, what's your thoughts? Thanks for the call.
Morning, Aaron. Well, I will tell you this much. There's no way I was going to watch the debate last night. I had so much stuff to do outside. I just stayed outside until I got ran out by mosquitoes. But anyway, you know, they're saying he had a cold. Well, it's got to be one of the longest-lasting colds in history because the deciding moment on this man's intelligent, the way, you know, his mentality was the day that he goes, come on, Jackie, stand up, Jackie, where's Jackie? That was the deciding moment in my life that this man is totally gone. I mean, when he didn't even realize that Jackie has deceased, Jackie has been buried, and he's standing up there in front of all them people. Where's Jackie? Where's Jackie? So what I'm saying, if they think it's the cold that caused this problem, it's got to be the longest lasting cold I've ever seen.
Yeah, I mean, is this long COVID? I mean, if he had a cold, where was his mask? I mean, some of these clowns are still wearing masks. I was at downtown Bozeman yesterday, and I see this young couple walking around wearing masks. And I wanted to be like, why are you still doing this? And I bet anyway, it's like, my goodness, So where was his mask? If he was sick, he was going to expose that entire audience and the CNN panel and a potential president. He was exposing everybody to his sickness.
Yeah, exactly. So maybe they need to go find the Kleenexes. When I was in the 70s, there was a movie called $6 Million Man. We can rebuild him. Maybe they got to go find all the Kleenexes and put them brain cells back in his body.
I mean,
it's just a joke.
He could have had the Delta Bravo Whiskey Tango Foxtrot variant for all we know, and could have had the newest strain of the bird flu for all we knew. And there he is, just. Steve, thanks for the call. Great to hear from you. 406-294-0970. Next up, let's go to Matt in Billings. Matt, great to hear from you, my friend.
Good morning. Great show this week. I really appreciate all the different folks you talked to that weren't normally on your show. But I think like last night's debate, what a lot of people are missing is people think winners and losers. And I just think about all the losers who voted for Joe Biden and were fooled by him. You remember that show on MTV, Catfished? How many people got catfished by Joe Biden, the presentation of who he is?
How many people swiped right or swiped left in this instance, I get, and just voted the guy because they've always voted for Democrats, and they're like, what the heck just happened?
Yeah, so I think the losers are all those that got catfished. That's what my comment was. You guys have a great week, and God bless you.
Hey, God bless you as well, Matt. Yeah, I know working in the construction business sounds like you're already up and working, getting the job done this morning on this beautiful Friday. Yeah. For those who missed it earlier, too, I threw out the question. Was anybody surprised by this meltdown? I would say I was slightly surprised that they allowed this to happen. Slightly. Now, I think Tammy and Billings will tell us why she was not surprised by Joe Biden's performance last night. I can't wait to hear what Tammy and Billings has to say here. We'll get to Tammy right after this. But who was surprised by last night's debate performance? Anybody in Montana that believes a word this phony John Tester says, because John Tester says Biden is 100% with it.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Trump lied a lot and Biden's too old. That's the summary of last night's CNN debate from some top Democrats saying President Biden should maybe step aside for a new nominee. He was so weak. There were policy disagreements and personal attacks.
We got to take a look at what I was left when I became president, what Mr. Trump left me. We had an economy that was in free fall. The pandemic was so badly handled. Many people were dying. All he said was, it's not that serious. Just inject a little bleach in your arm. You'll be all right.
The only jobs he created are for illegal immigrants and bounce back jobs, the bounce back from the COVID. He has not done a good job. He's done a poor job, and inflation's killing our country. It is absolutely killing us.
They disagreed on abortion, foreign policy, and who's a better golfer. President Biden campaigns in Raleigh, North Carolina today. Former President Trump in Chesapeake, Virginia. America's listening to Fox News.
Yeah, they're also mad. The liberal media is also mad at CNN because they think that the debate rules made Donald Trump look presidential. That's not what was happening there. Here's the deal. 2016, 2020, Donald Trump had to claw and fight for everything he got. And he had to fight back against all sorts of crazy nonsense that was thrown against him. But now he is in command with the polls. He is in command with the American people. And so he doesn't have to fight and claw for everything he's got right now. He is on cruising speed right now. And that's what they really don't like is, it wasn't the debate rules that made Donald Trump look presidential. It's Donald Trump that made Donald Trump look presidential. Did you just notice in that Fox News update there? Well, Joe Biden's just old. That's what the Democrats are claiming. Huh. Well, they weren't talking about how old Donald Trump was after last night, because he was on his toes. He was rocking and rolling, wasn't he? You know, last week they were like, yeah, well, Donald Trump's old, too. You don't hear them saying that today, do you? Well, Donald Trump's old, too, because he sure looked like the young fighter that he continues to prove to be. Tammy in Billings, what's your thoughts on last night's debate?
I thought the whole thing was a setup from the very beginning. First of all, you take debate out of October. What was the purpose of that? Debates are in October just before the election. They pull it out of October and they put it in June before the DNC convention. They bring him out. They've propped him up all along, and all of a sudden, we see him as he is. That was Joe Biden in 2020. Not as bad, but 4 years later. This whole thing is to set up for DNC convention and to bring out their new whoever it's going to be. Some say Michelle Obama, say it, some say others. Gavin Newsom's been out there. Oh, my gosh, what a disaster. But this has all been a setup. And for us to be able, and the media has been complicit the entire time because they propped him up. So the Democrats that voted for this guy should be absolutely enraged that Tester, that Schumer, that the media, and all stood this guy up and hid him from our truth. And then on top of it, who the entire time, we're in the Ukraine war now, and this week North Korea announced they're going to go to send soldiers to Ukraine to help Russia out. If that's not disastrous, and yet everybody's totally, who's been running this? This has not been Biden.
Yeah.
Someone's behind the scenes running this.
Susan Rice.
Last night was a setup from the start, and everybody's distracted by not, with all the activity of, oh, my gosh, he's so bad. When in all actuality, the truth is, someone is behind the scenes and knows exactly what they're doing, and they're not surprised by this.
I got to say, I agree with your theory on this. You know, again, this is a theory, but I agree with you on this theory, and here's why, Tammy, because why did we see the Joe Biden that we see every day last night? Why didn't we see State of the Union juiced up Joe last night? Did they deliberately set him up so that the American people could see who he actually is last night? All right, we got to hold it right there. Stand by.
Fox Facts.
Independence Day stands as a hallmark federal holiday in the United States commemorating the birth of our nation. However, a widely held misconception surrounds the signing date of the Declaration of Independence, often presumed to be July 4th, 1776. In actuality, American independence was formally declared 2 days prior, when the Second Continental Congress approved the resolution in Philadelphia. Delegate John Adams even wrote to his wife saying he believed July 2nd would be celebrated by generations as the great anniversary festival. The Declaration underwent 2 days of congressional edits before ratification on July 4th. The act of signing began on August 2, 1776, with the 56 members of the Second Continental Congress adding their names. John Hancock notably led the signing with his bold, now famous signature. Matt Murphy, Fox News.
Yeah, this is going to be crazy, man. We are going to be all across the state. We're going to start the week in Missoula on Monday. We're going to be in Kalispell Tuesday, Great Falls Wednesday. Start the morning in Butte on Thursday. Then we'll be in Bozeman Thursday night. Back in studio in Billings on Friday with Border Patrol rallies all across the state. Some other events that I'll be attending. Yeah, it's going to be a crazy week. Hey, if you're in any of those towns that I just mentioned, I've got the full itinerary for you. Go to MontanaTalks.com.
The average time a resume spends on an HR manager's desk is 7 seconds, and most of them are tossed aside. Now imagine if one of those resumes belonged to Yasmin, who was
living in a shelter, juggling 3 jobs. I had to be resilient. That's something that you can't teach.
Or if that resume was from someone who
worked 12-hour shifts at the recycling company with my dad, who's 72. That taught me a work ethic that I carry with me every day.
We rely so much on a resume, yet it could never tell the full story of someone.
Growing up where I did, a lot of things could have gotten in the way of my goals. But I learned to push through, and that's what I bring to work every day.
So maybe it's time we look beyond the resume and look to grads of life. Discover new ways to develop great talent that are so much more than what's on paper at gradsoflife.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Grads of Life and the Ad Council.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Well, now you know why the special counsel and the Biden Justice Department has continued to refuse to release the audio tapes, right? Oh, no, that's classified information. We have the entire transcript. How is the audio classified? You remember when Joe Biden sat down with the special counsel, and then that same special counsel came forward to the public and said, yeah, Joe Biden broke all these laws, but, you know, I think if a jury were to see this guy, they would see him as an old man who struggles to remember basic things. And so they would find him to be a sympathetic character if we were to actually prosecute him for the crimes that he actually committed. Now the American people got to see last night why they continue to refuse to this injustice department that's been weaponized against the American people. This is why they continue to protect Joe Biden. Although, I don't know, after that debate performance last night, I mean, maybe this will be our first sign. Tammy, back to Tammy and Billings. You know, Tammy, I wonder, will they now release the special counsel audio tapes so they can pile on? If that happens, you can guarantee that that's exactly what it was last night, that it was a setup, as Tammy and Billings pointed out. Why didn't Juiced Up Joe from the State of the Union address show up last night? Why? I mean, think about it. The Joe Biden that we saw last night is the Joe Biden that we see in raw, unedited video footage of Joe Biden. Now, some Montanans don't see that because they watch fake news MSNBC, fake news CNN, or their fake news TV morning shows that suck up to John Tester every day and refuse to even do an interview with a retired Border Patrol chief who's been in Montana all week long on the biggest issue facing our state and our country right now. And did one of these TV morning shows even bother to honor this American patriot, this public servant who served his country as a Border Patrol agent for 27 years? Oh, that's not news to you guys, huh? Oh, but old this Washington fat cat, John Tester, shows up in the KBZK TV studios in Bozeman. And of course, you put him on your TV station. And of course, you only talk about what he wants to talk about. Abortion, abortion, abortion. What about the border? What about his vote against the Laken Riley Act? What about his vote in support of flights for illegal aliens all across America? What about his vote to shut down the Keystone Pipeline? I could go on and on and on and on and on. And yet we have an American hero who served his country for 27 years and would have kept going for 31 years, but he couldn't stand any longer being silenced under this administration and what they're doing to this country with this wide open southern border. And that's not news to the news. What an embarrassing state of journalism we are in right now. Just pathetic. Absolutely pathetic. All right, let's see. Let's get back into the phone lines here. Who is up? Thad in Columbus next up. Thad, thanks for the call.
Yeah, I'm just trying to figure out how 30% of this country still would vote for Joe Biden. I mean, after last night, I mean, you're looking at MSNBC, you know, CNN. Van Jones is one of the biggest socialist communists out there, said, I think the Democratic Party should look a different direction from Joe. What's the Democratic Party going to say now?
Yeah, good question. Well, they're saying he had a cold. Donald Trump lies. Oh, okay, wait a minute. You guys are the one that lied. Russia, Russia, Russia. They lied about the Hunter Biden laptop. They lie about the border. Who is still buying at this point? You have to be in a deep state of denial to still buy their talking points right now.
Yeah, it's pretty scary. It's pretty scary that debate really finally showed the true colors of what Joe Biden's about. You know, we the people that are not woke, we get it. We know what's been going on. And to just tie in what you were kind of talking about earlier, if John Tester can sit there and run in our state on the fact that, Joe Biden is cognizant and that he's a good leader. I don't see how Tim Sheehy doesn't wipe the floor with the nonsense after last night. And John Tester should be ashamed of himself for even protruding that information out on the media.
Well, that's why what John Tester's campaign is doing right now is going around Butte, Montana. They have to walk around Butte, Montana and lie to people in Butte, Montana. They're trying to somehow make it look as if John Tester supports Donald J. Trump. When he said you got to punch him in the face, when John Tester said that Joe Biden is doing a good job and that he is 100% with it, John Tester said Joe Biden is doing a good job with our southern border. That's the way that phony John Tester's campaign hacks are lying to people in Butte. They have to lie in Butte. In what should be the Democrat Party's backyard, they are lying in their own backyard because their own backyard is saying, get the heck out of our house.
Well, you know, what is it, 96, 97% that John Tester's voted party line with Joe Biden?
Yeah.
The debate shouldn't even go any further than that. It shouldn't even go any further than that simply because look at John Tester's voting record. I mean, if that's what John Tester has to run off from, he should be done and gone tomorrow.
But see, how many of John Tester's supporters saw the raw, unedited Joe Biden that maybe they saw for the first time last night? Right. How many of them are getting actual news, getting actual facts, or are they turning on fake news TV morning shows that will just be completely unprofessional if a Republican governor shows up in their studio, but then refuse to even do an interview with a retired Border Patrol chief? Looking at you, KTVQ television, with the, the niece of the Democrat operative in a John Tester campaign commercial, who just had a pathetic interview with Governor Greg Gianforte, but then continues to carry the water for John Tester and the Democrats. It's pathetic. So what I hope happens is some of these people who have been blindly voting for these Democrats, blindly following these fake news shows, will finally now start to wake up and turn off those channels. It's sad that it's come to that. Hey, Thad, great to hear from you. Thanks so much for the call. Man, we got a lot of great callers on the phone lines here. Let's see, who do we got next? We've got Tracy in Billings. Tracy, what's your thoughts?
So I watched this debate last night. Sorry. And my thoughts on the whole thing are, how disgusting is the Democratic Party and Joe Biden's wife to be okay with letting him rerun and put him up there on the stage?
My wife won't let me leave the house with flip-flops on until I trim my ugly toenails, you know? Why would Jill let him go out there like this, right?
I mean, can she not be embarrassed also for herself in this country that we just allowed this? I mean, honestly, I told my husband last night, I said, just by, you know, you've got to see these other countries are watching this, and they are laughing at us.
You know, that's a good point, Tracy. What Thad in Columbus said, which I think it was Thad who made this point, in Iran, they were brought up this point. In Iran, you know, they're having presidential elections right now because their president got killed in a helicopter crash. So somehow that's how they made their switch, right? And so now in Iran, you know, they would lie before. They would say, oh, no, we just want nuclear energy. We don't want nuclear weapons. Now they're openly saying, yeah, you're dang right, we want nuclear weapons. And that's why the failures of Joe Biden and John Tester have us on the brink of World War III.
I 100% agree with you. And I told my husband after the debate last night, I said, my problem is now they need more ammunition. So now Trump's going to look like an elder abuser, somebody who takes advantage of somebody who's sick or elderly. Just because he stood on the debate stage with somebody who wanted to debate with him, just all of his faculties aren't there.
You know, I thought Trump was actually pretty well restrained last night. I mean, some of his facial expression, I mean, given the meltdown by Joe Biden, he could have piled on. I thought he was actually well restrained. I thought Biden actually came across looking like the angry old stay off my lawn old man with some of his remarks. It was like, oh, it was just pathetic. I mean, it was like that. That's why it's hard for me to feel bad for the guy this morning, because he was such a jerk last night.
And I agree 100%. And I only reason I feel bad for him is because I honestly don't think he knows what he's doing.
Yeah.
I think literally somebody is telling him wherever he goes, hey, walk this way, shuffle this way, look at the camera. He does literally dementia.
Well,
I've worked with elderly, and that's just gross.
And I've heard that too. When your brain starts to get impacted by, you know, various things, that anger is a natural response. So you're right. I think we got to be forgiven on that front as well. Tracy, great to hear from you. Thanks for the phone call. I got to go trim my toenails, and we'll be back right after this with Keith and Billings first up.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Fox News commentary.
A lot of Republicans talk about illegal immigration, but few have the intestinal fortitude to pull illegal aliens off the taxpayer-funded dime. Guess who does? I'm Tommy Lahren. More next.
Interesting people are talking to Will King.
I said, what do I call you? I call you Dwayne. I call you The Rock. He said, now that I own it, I can call you The Rock.
Yes, I own it now. You can call me The Rock.
Our next guest needs no introduction. It is Dr. Jordan Peterson, my old friend and frenemy, Stephen A. Smith.
What is going on here? I see the Will King show in the background. I see the microphone.
Watch it live at noon Eastern, Monday through Thursday on FoxNews.com. And get the podcast 5 days a week at FoxNewsPodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.
Last year, Governor DeSantis put in motion a multi-pronged crackdown on illegal immigration and those fostering it in Florida. He signed a law directing hospitals who accept Medicaid to ask patients about their immigration status when they seek treatment. Patients are not forced to give an answer, but the mere asking of the question seems to be doing the trick. According to Politico, Florida's Emergency Medical Assistance Program for illegal aliens has seen a 54% dip in expenditures billed to Medicaid this year, with less than 2 months remaining in the fiscal year since the state immigration law took effect. Now, it's important to note federal law already bars illegals from Medicaid eligibility, though there are plenty of workarounds that illegals take advantage of for emergency services. But this DeSantis initiative appears to be making a big dent. I'm Tommy Lahren, and you can watch my show, Tommy Lahren is Fearless, at Outkick.com.
.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Taking your calls live, 406-294-0970. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, let's see. We got a couple more callers on the phone lines, and then I think we'll be able to sneak in more of your phone calls in the 8 o'clock hour of the show as well. 406-294-0970. Let's see. Let's go to who is next up. Oh, yeah, Keith in Billings. Keith, thanks for patiently waiting. What's your thoughts?
You're welcome. Good morning, Montana. Thoughts would be CNN, if my memory serves me correct, CNN was in the sewer dump. So right off the bat, Trump saved CNN. And so it would be interesting to know what the other half of the debate's going to be. But I haven't watched CNN since the early 90s. I've never seen Dana Bash before, but she did look like one of the creatures of Land of the Lost. And I did notice how demonic Biden's eyes were. They're very demonic, and he was rounded out in the face, so there must have been a Botox shot.
So you know how I know you're telling the truth, that you never watch CNN? Because it's Dana. It's not even Dana Bash. It's Dana. So anyway, that's pretty funny. All right, Keith, thanks for the call. Great to hear from you. Let's see. Next up, let's go to Gary in Billings. Gary, thanks for patiently waiting. Your thoughts?
Hey, good morning, Aaron, and thanks for taking my call. We're really glad to have you back in studio, and you Paris Wendy bringing us the truth. But I watched some of their debate last night, and what I found from the, not necessarily from the president debate, but John Tester is going to be hit right in his gut. They need to give him a parachute and tell him goodbye, because he lost more ground because of Biden's debate last night.
Well, he should. I sure hope he does. But you know, that's because the truth needs to get out that he is in lockstep with Joe Biden. Look, even if Joe Biden, you know, rides off into the sunset, gets put out to pasture, John Tester is just as responsible for the failures in our country right now, because he's been with Joe Biden. It's the policies that are a failure. Yeah, thanks for the call, Gary. Great to hear from you. Let's see. I had a couple more messages that came in. We had a listener in Billings, must be a Marine Corps veteran here, says this, because their nickname is Crayon Eater. They get it. They get the joke. CNN announces second debate so Biden can finish all the sentences he began. Tater and Forsyth says this. Good morning. You know, hey, when it comes to talking to like-minded people, you know, basically you're right. We need to get out there and talk to other folks, not just throwing a yard sign up. We need to do more. Well, last Friday, she says, I went to Colstrip with a friend of mine to do an anti-tester TV ad. It was totally out of my comfort zone, but I reminded myself of what you said. And it came out on Tuesday. It wasn't attacking Tester like his ads against Tim Sheehy, just that he should do the right thing and help keep Colstrip alive. I haven't seen that ad yet. Tater, send us a link to it if it's out there on, you know, the old YouTube or anything like that. I'd love to see it. And great job stepping out of your comfort zone. That's what everybody's got to do to take this country back. Tim and Savage, I can see the visual already. From the very beginning, when Joe walked out, he looked like C-3PO. Blank look. Shuffling, staggering. So I can see C-3PO right now, so that's a great visual. Hey, are you suffering with missing or failing teeth, or do you have a loose-fitting denture? Now, I know what you're thinking. Ah, I'm just getting old. It's age. Well, look, there's younger people that have to get stuck with dentures sometimes, too. But, yeah, you get up there in years. Okay, it is what it is. You got dentures. You hate them. And they're loose, and, you know, you don't even order what you want to order for dinner because you don't want them to fall out. But look, here's the deal. Again, it's not about age. It's about ability. The folks at Yellowstone Family Dental have the ability for you to get rid of those dentures and get some incredible implants put in instead, to where you could go out for dinner. You could even go out for a steak dinner. I'm telling you. Go to MontanaDentalImplants.com. You can get your whole set of teeth redone with these Montana Dental implants and enjoy that dinner. Enjoy life. Coming up on Friday's Montana Talks, after a whirlwind tour, a week on the road, we're going to be back in studio. That means we're going to be taking your phone calls. Plus, retired Border Patrol Chief Chris Klemm, he'll be with us in studio. And then later that day, we're going to have some more great events, including a Border Patrol rally featuring Chief Klemm. So Friday's Montana Talks, back in studio, taking your calls and more. Montana Talks, we take you statewide, 9 to 10 a.m. right here. Look forward to chatting with you.